Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you. विमनन न्याय विष्णु साथ परम हंस प्रिय राज कचार्य स्तोत्र सत शिशि मार सिवाय ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इतिलीन भविष्य ओम विष्णु पाद परम हंस प्रिय राज कचार्य स्तोत्र सत शिशि मार सिवाय ग्रेस शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की नवद्वीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथ स्वामी की गंगा माई की जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की हिताय घोर विवरण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा नमस्ते नारायण नमस्कृत नरोचैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नश्च प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भावदूतमस्तु के भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्ण. So as you can see on the screen, the title, if you like, for this afternoon's class is Endeavor and Mercy. Endeavor and Mercy. Before we start with that, there is one wonderful pastime of Krishna that very much connects to Endeavor and Mercy that I would like to start with. This is the Kartik season, and in the Kartik season, all the services that we perform, we get multiple spiritual credits for. This is the time we take advantage of service to devotees, service to Guru, and service to the deity, service to Krishna. Take full advantage of it. It may not translate to a change in your life necessarily, but the super soul, Paramatma in the heart, is noting everything. Paramatma is Krishna. And at Kartik, the spiritual credits are given multiple times for the same activity. So if you bear that in mind, you definitely should endeavor more in service. So it happened one day, Mother Yashoda's house. Krishna is there, Nanda Maharaj is there. There are other maid servants also who help out with the household affairs. But that day, the maid servants were all involved in activities around the house. And nobody was doing any churning of the milk, the yogurt, and so. Mother Yashoda decided she would do it herself. So she started, and she was going at it very enthusiastically, churning some more. And in the meantime, she was singing pastimes of songs about the pastimes of baby Krishna. So she's singing and then just doing work. And that helps, actually, when you're doing any kind of work. And if you are in a situation where you can sing along or hear bhajans, it makes the work go fairly, you know, smoothly. It flows nicely. I even remember in Ghana, this is just a side issue, but you hire a carpenter to come to your house to do some work, and they're hammering something. They will not hammer boom, boom, boom like you hear here. They hammer in a rhythm. They actually make a rhythm out of the hammering. So you hear the carpenter going, but then you also hear a certain rhythm going on with the way he's banging the nails. So the whole thing is musical. In the meantime, the work is being done also. So Mother Yashoda was singing songs by Krishna. And at some point, baby Krishna showed up. And from the way his body language was, Mother Yashoda understood that he was hungry. And as little as it was that time, he was being breastfed, so he wanted breast milk. So Mother Yashoda stopped the churning. Actually, the churning butter. The final product was supposed to be butter. So she took Krishna on her lap and started breastfeeding Krishna. And Mother Yashoda was really enjoying one part of it because Krishna was so close to her. So she's breastfeeding, she could see Krishna's face really, really close, and Krishna's very beautiful. So she was thinking about it, even that, just the beauty of Krishna was giving her so much joy. After a while, she noticed that there was something going on in the kitchen. There was cow's milk on a pot in the stove. She was warming up the milk, and the milk started boiling over. So Mother Yashoda heard the sound of the milk boiling over, and she immediately put Krishna down and went to the kitchen to deal with the milk. Now, Krishna was enjoying the breastfeeding, so when Mother Yashoda put it down, she didn't appreciate it very much. And so she decided to add more pastime to the whole situation, as Krishna does different things at different times. So baby Krishna grabbed the rock, small rock, and broke the pot and started grabbing the butter and eating it. It's like, Mother Yashoda, you stop giving me the best milk, so I'll continue my taking with the butter instead. And then she got up. Mother Yashoda was already in the kitchen area. He got up, Krishna got up and went to another place where there was a mortar, grinding mortar, and it was upside down. So see, the grinding was upside down means that now for upside down, the flat part, which is usually at the top, at the bottom is now at the top. So Krishna climbs this, and there were some pots of butter and yogurt hanging, and Krishna getting up on the grinding the mortar was able to reach and take the pot and he started taking out more butter, and the monkeys came around and he was feeding the monkeys. This is another room. Meantime, as he surely deals with the milk and returns, no Krishna. He looks what he was turning. It's broken, there's just butter on the floor. But where is Krishna? Obviously Krishna did this. So she goes looking for Krishna, and after a while she finds Krishna, but before she went, actually she grabbed a stick. She was going to actually punish Krishna because she got upset about it. She looked around and finally found where Krishna was, and from the angle that she was coming, Krishna had his back to her. So Krishna did not see that she was coming. So she's still feeding the monkeys. In the meantime, Mother Yashoda is getting closer and closer and closer and closer. And from the reaction of the monkeys, Krishna realized something was wrong. He looks back, Mother Yashoda is coming. So she just jumps down from this border and starts running. And Mother Yashoda gave chase. Going after Krishna. Now, for doing that, for breaking the pot that Krishna was using, Mother Yashoda was using in churning, and also taking the water and giving it to the monkeys, he knew he was going to get punished by his mother. But Yashoda finally caught up with Krishna. Krishna was shaking with fear. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fear is afraid of him. But he is afraid of his mother. He's fearful. And Mother Yashoda looked at Krishna. Mother Yashoda actually did not want Krishna to be afraid of her. And she figured maybe it's because I have my stick. The next thing that she thinks, you know, I'm maybe going to hit him with a stick. So Mother Yashoda threw the stick away. She's trying to get Krishna to calm down a little bit. But still, she blamed Krishna for what he had done. And so, finding water was there. Mother Yashoda decides to bind Krishna. She grabs a rope and starts tying Krishna. Now, Mother Yashoda is not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. He's just his wonderful son, and he's done something wrong, and parents have to chastise in situations like that. So then, she started tying up Krishna. But ever got to the end, in order to make a knot, he found out the rope was short by 2 inches. 2 inches too short. So she went to look for more ropes, found more rope at the house, came back, tied it to the other rope, and then began to tie Krishna again. But every time he gets to the end where she can make a nice knot, she finds out that even that is 2 inches too short. She got more rope, and every time she tried to tie Krishna, the rope was 2 inches too short. Actually, you might think materially it's not possible for that to happen. When you got a longer rope, you should be able to have it tied, right? Yeah, but you're dealing with Krishna, though. That's the difference. You're dealing with Krishna. And so she tied and tied and tied and got to a point, she couldn't make the knot. She put in so much effort. She was sweating. Some of the gopis came to visit, and they saw this happening. Nobody could understand why. So after a while, Krishna just decided, all right, my mother struggled enough. So she allowed Mother Yashoda to bind him to the rope. Now, the acharyas tell us that the 2 inches that's short, 1 inch is for endeavor, and the other inch is for mercy. When we put in the effort, we'll get the mercy. And that's what this afternoon's lecture is about. Spiritual endeavor attracts the mercy of the Lord. Mother Yashoda tried very hard to bind Krishna. Actually, after that, too, if you bound Krishna, it was a very nice pastime that followed with Krishna using that mortar to free up two demigods. But that's another story. In Krishna book just tells one story after another. So we will now go to Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Text 23. And I'm going to read through this, and then we'll see what wonderful news or wonderful information and spiritual information that we'll get from this. So please repeat after me, as you see on the screen. Tan Ashma Saram Hridayam Vatidam Ya Vihyamani Hari Nama Hiye Na Vikriyetata Yada Vikaro Netre Jalam Gatra Ruheshu Harsha. All right, so we'll do the word for word. Tat That Ashma Saram is steel framed. Hridayam, heart. Vata idam.
Certainly that.
Yat.
Which.
Vihyamani.
In spite of chanting.
Harinama.
The holy name of the Lord.
My concentration of the mind.
Na.
Does not.
Vikriyeta.
Change.
Atha.
Thus.
Yada.
When.
Vikaraha.
Reaction.
Netre.
In the eyes.
Jalam.
Tears.
Gataruheshu.
At the pores.
Asha.
Eruptions of ecstasy. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Certainly that heart is still framed in which, in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration, does not change even when signs of transformation take place, such as tears in the eyes and ecstatic standing of the hairs on the end. Please repeat. Certainly that heart,
is still framed,
which in spite of one's chanting,
the holy name of the Lord,
with concentration, does not change,
even when signs of transformation
take place,
such as tears in the eyes,
an ecstatic standing of the hairs on end. This is a wonderful translation, but it's also challenging for us at the same time, if you see what it means. Certainly the heart is framed with steel. In other words, in simple language, it's hard-hearted, hard-hearted person. That the person is chanting the holy name of the Lord, and they're doing their best to concentrate on the holy name, which is what we should do. We all be advised to do that. Does not change, the person does not change the way of dealing with service, their own nature, even when signs of transformation take place. Tears in the eyes, ecstatic, standing over hairs on end. We see a little bit of it here when it comes to Kirtan. We start jumping up and down. We start dancing. We start shouting the Lord's name. It's all signs of ecstasy. So, that means that when we chant the holy name of the Lord, we should chant from our hearts. We should not chant just from the mind and the mouth only. We should chant from the heart. If we don't chant from our heart, then this translation is actually talking about us. We are hard-hearted. How do people wind up becoming hard-hearted? Sometimes they don't intend to be like that, but it winds up that way. What causes it is offenses. Offense is number one culprit for a person's enthusiasm to go down. So we have to be very careful how we deal with each other, how we relate to each other. That is one. If we relate nicely at all times, and when the situation is a little bit disturbing, we are careful how we speak. We are careful not to offend by insulting or even using strong words that is likely to upset the other person. If we are careful to stay away from all of that and use mild words instead, or sometimes even excuse ourselves and get out of the situation when we know that we're too angry, maybe. Those are the things that protect us and make the holy name sound so wonderful to us. And we can chant
with a lot of enthusiasm. So, devotional life. To call ourselves devotees, Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yishami Mahasya. After explaining so many things about Karma Yoga, about Dhyana Yoga, so many things about the modes of nature in the Bhagavad Gita, he gets to the end, the 18th chapter, and he says towards the end of it, just surrender to me, and that is the highest, most confidential, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you call yourself a devotee, then you should be surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, there are six symptoms of surrender. Now, surrender can be defined in a couple of ways. And one of them does not fit what we talk about here, which is surrender. And the other one does. So we should find out which one is surrender when devotees are thinking about that or having to do that. This picture here shows what surrender is not. You can see that this is the hands of somebody who is afraid that they're going to get caught, and they've gone to hide somewhere. In war, it's very, very obvious that when one side is actually winning the war and the other side is losing, soldiers are dying, getting hurt, and so on, what do? They wave the white flag. Heck, you see this. They wave the white flag. But that's a life or death situation. We surrender, which means they're going to be taken, in case of war, they're going to be taken as prisoners of war. Another problem. So surrender is not giving up in that sense. Shri Chinitai Gora Chandra Ki.
Jai.
Jaganabhali Subhada Marai Ki.
Jai.
Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
So, it's not like you have some aim, like I gave the example of fighting in war, and the opposing side wins. So you defeat it that way, and then you give up. That's surrender, but not doesn't apply to this sense we're talking about here. What surrender is, like you're a parent and you have a child, and your child maybe bumps your toe, your child is in a situation that they feel scared, and the first thing they do is run to the parents, run to mommy, run to daddy, because they know that there is where they're going to feel protected, or whatever's happened, the parent can deal with it. So they give themselves up to the parent. That is the surrender that devotees are to be about. When Krishna says that, we depend on the mercy of the Lord. We depend fully on the mercy of the Lord. Many times we think that we can get some things done, and we think through things, and then we get them done. So that's us doing it. Many, many of us think that way. But we have to remember one thing, that not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of Krishna, which means everything we do also is permitted by Krishna as a super soul in our hearts. So even if we achieve whatever we want to achieve, it's material, and we achieve it, it is only possible by the blessings of the Lord. By the blessings of the Lord. It's not our effort only. It's always by the mercy of the Lord. That's why some things work, and sometimes some other people put in so much effort and it doesn't work. So, mercy of the Lord is there, and also protection of the Lord is there. So, a person that surrendered understands that they have to depend fully on the mercy of the Lord, and also have full dependence on the protection of the Lord. Both should be there. Now, there are symptoms of surrender, and we'll go through them one by one. The first two symptoms, let's take the first one. One should perform only those actions favorable for devotional service to Krishna. Rupa Goswami also said that. Apart from me saying, always think of Krishna, never forget Krishna, he says, accept those things favorable to devotional service. We must be constantly querying ourselves, thinking, this thing that I'm going to do, is it helpful to get me closer to Krishna? Is it in favor of the regulative principles, which towards the end we'll talk about? Is it against the regulative principles? Should I not? Should I put myself in a situation where I am forced by some superior power, materially that is, to do things that are not favorable to devotion and service to Krishna? And this comes up. Sometimes there are people who have jobs that the nature of a job itself is against one of the regulative principles. There were a few devotees, Prabhupada disciples, Santa Maharaj disciples, and I actually know those people. And they were working as truck drivers, tractor trailer drivers. So they go over distances, carrying loads of whatever the company they're working for says that they should carry from one place to another. And these were initiated devotees, and they made sure that the company was aware that there were some religious restrictions. So they told the company authorities, I cannot haul meat. He just came right out and told them. So, by Krishna's mercy, they didn't lose their job. They said it, and the company made adjustment to them. So both devotees were able to drive the trucks and stay away from those things that were going to violate the regulatory principles of a devotee. So, do things that are favorable to Krishna. And of course, as we said, the other one is the other part of it. Give up everything unfavorable for discharging devotional service. Krishna protects us. And sometimes we don't realize how much protection we get from Krishna until we get into a situation where we could be badly hurt, and then we got out of the situation. Oh, Krishna really protected me. But actually, Krishna is protecting us all along, because at every step in the material world, at every step, danger can come. It can blindside you. It can happen without you even realizing it. So protection is constant from Krishna. So we should perform those actions that are favorable for devotional service and give up those that are unfavorable. When you come to the temple and you want to do service, ask the authorities. What's there? One time in Baltimore, I was supposed to give a class, but I had gone somewhere else in Maryland earlier in the day. And so I finished early and I just came to the Baltimore temple, and I had my dhoti and kurta with me, so I had a chance to get in the bathroom, freshen myself up and change. And I had about an hour and a half of time before the afternoon class was supposed to start. So then I said, what am I going to do? Well, I could chant rounds. I could chant extra rounds if I want to. But I also knew that the building, the Baltimore temple is wonderful now. But I'm talking about the building before they built this one. The old rickety building that we're just trying to maintain, things fall apart so much. So then I went to one of the guys that was usually the one that did repairs, and I asked him, Prabhu, can I do some service? And he thought at first I was kidding, but I said, no, I'm quite serious. I'd like to do some service. So then he put me on the altar, the side of the altar. And there were some new curtains that they wanted to change. And there was still some carpentry work that had to be done there. So got up on a ladder and all of that. We did the service to try to
you know, get that fixed nicely. So you should ask. You can ask the authority wherever you go, whether you're here, wherever you just do service, and that will always bring, Krishna will notice you. You like to serve, Krishna will, in fact, be happy with you, and you'll see it in your life. You begin to feel happier and happier inside, that is, in your heart. So perform services favorable to Krishna, devotional service, and give up those that are unfavorable. Now, the third symptom is we should firmly believe that Krishna will protect us in all circumstances, and that no one is a better protector than Krishna. We should firmly believe, firm conviction, that Krishna will protect us. Now, no one is a better protector than Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj was being heckled badly by his father Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj believed in Krishna and saw many situations that other people would have been killed. Prahlad Maharaj's faith in Krishna saved him. Krishna was there. Krishna is always there for his devotee. Always there for his devotee. So we should believe that Krishna will protect us. And the second point is, no one is a better protector than Krishna. You don't need to go to demigods for protection. They themselves are protected by Krishna. The powers that they have may be impressive, but they were given to them, the demigods, by Krishna himself. So, he is the best protection. And never ever think otherwise. We should always think Krishna is great, and that one is always protected by, always protected by him. Krishna, the fourth symptom is, this is the people who are surrendered, they should believe like this. You should have a firm conviction that Krishna is one's maintainer. So you don't go to take shelter of any demigod for maintenance. I want this, I want this. Then you take another demigod's mantra, chant that, so on. Whatever power that they have, it comes from Krishna. So we should have the conviction that Krishna is one's maintainer. He always is there for us. So there's no need to go anywhere else. And number five, we should always remember that our activities and desires are not independent, in the sense that whatever that we want, it's not like, oh, I want it, therefore I can get it on my own endeavor. Krishna has to permit it. The super soul has to permit it. Then the activities would be based on whatever is supposed to unfold. But more importantly, if we're thinking of any activity and also looking at how to directly or indirectly connect it with the voice and service, that is the smartest thing to do. That is the most intelligent thing to do in all our activities. So then we start thinking, whatever I do, you can take inventory of your daily activities and see how you can connect it in such a way that devotional service becomes part of it. Becomes part of it. Sometimes you're working and you know we can hear and we can chant. Those are the two things, hearing and chanting. So if we're doing some work and we have bhajans playing, Supreme Personality of Godhead, mantras being sung, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In a nice tune that you like, get you all excited, because enthusiasm is so, so important in devotion service. So you're here and you're working like that. We started earlier talking about how music sometimes just helps us a little bit more relaxed when we're doing it. So we should remember that Krishna is the one that permits us. And so when we are in line with Krishna, that means serving, then things will actually unfold, not the way that we want always, but the way that Krishna knows would be best for us. There's a difference. Krishna will help us. Sometimes we want to do things in a certain way, and then we start and it doesn't happen that way. Don't get upset about it. If you really, really trust Krishna, and if you're surrendered to Krishna, whatever is supposed to happen, if it doesn't happen, it was for your own good that it didn't happen. Because Krishna is aware of everything that's going on. Or if it's supposed to happen, but there are different ways for which it could happen, Krishna would arrange, this is a person who surrendered to Krishna, he would arrange for people and circumstances to come around you so that that activity is done in a much better way than you yourself could even think of. Now, some of you may have a little doubt about it, but let's prove it. You can do whatever work you want to do. That's you. But do you determine who shows up at your house? At any time? No. So if there's somebody that can help you to do whatever you want to do even much better, but you don't have a right to control your movements, Krishna can arrange for that person to be there at the right time so that things that you were thinking of, maybe some difficulty that you may have had, this person is there at the right time to tell you what to do. That's not from you. That was the Christian that arranged it. So when we put Krishna first in activities that we do, then he helps us in many, many, many different ways. See, he has control over everybody because he is in everybody's heart. You as a soul, you have just one personality. But Krishna knows everything has happened with every personality. And therefore, when you surrender to Krishna, then Krishna also helps by using things and people to make it possible for your activities actually to go on more smoothly. And devotees that are savvy with this, they would realize, oh, this happened, that happened. If it wasn't for the Lord's mercy, it couldn't have happened this way. Sometimes it's very obvious. Then you have to thank the Lord. But actually, all of the time, we have to thank the Lord, because sometimes we think we get things done. But it is, in fact, the Lord that makes it possible for things to be done. So we should feel completely dependent. Dependent on the Lord. And the person should act, the devotee should act as Krishna desires and think as Krishna desires. How do you know that? Well, you keep hearing, and you keep hearing. If you hear constantly about Krishna, Krishna Katha, you will know what to do. The basic things are there. The hearing is there. The chanting is there. The other activities are there. But there is personal things that also take place in everybody's life as long as you're surrendered to the Lord. The sixth and the last one is, one should think themselves the poorest of the poor and feel totally dependent on the mercy of Krishna. We are insignificant. So the poorest of the poor, we're not talking about financially. That's not what we mean. We mean that we are helpless. It is the Lord that protects us. We are insignificant. The Lord is huge, and he has so many, countless incarnations. And he is there for the devotee if we open our hearts to serve. So we should think in that sense that we are very, very, very dependent on him. We should feel totally dependent on the mercy of Krishna. So once you understand it that way, then we basically have to start our day saying, first, thank the Lord for another day. But the day's activities, we should basically pray so that Krishna takes charge of our activities for the day. You do that every day. You just form your own prayer. There are standard prayers, of course. Prayers to the Guru, prayers to the Prabhupada, that's there. Prayers to Lord Chaitanya, that's there. And then you also say that, so then I'll compose my own. You can compose yours. Let this day's activities be according to what you want. What you want. And my spiritual master is Jonas Bhaktira Maharaj. Added one more point to it. He said, if it is not good for me, Krishna, whatever thing, you sabotage it. Use that strong word. Sabotage it. Let it not work if it's not good for me. So when you have full faith in Krishna, then everything that happens is you prayed that it should happen according to Krishna's plan, not my own. Then you start your day. And when you start your day, think of Krishna working, whatever you're doing, you feel very, very, very much connected to the Lord because of the prayer that you've put out. Then when things happen the way you thought of, fine, because Krishna actually is taking over your mind then, in your heart. When things don't happen the way you were thinking of, don't worry about it, because then Krishna would arrange it in such a way that something else will take its place, or some protection will be there. And for that reason, some things were you thought of and it got changed a certain way. It all depends on the person who is really, really surrendered to Krishna. So those are the six principles. And the devotee who follows these six principles always thinks what? Oh Lord, I am yours in every respect. I am your eternal servant. Anyone who thinks you're an eternal servant in that way, they will become cleansed at heart and in everything that they do. Now, so Srila Prabhupada ki. They changed it a little bit. We are in Kartik now, right? In Kartik, sometimes the vows that we say we want to do. So I'd like you to look at the pictures, and from what you see in the pictures, you tell me what the picture is representing, and we will make our Kartik practice that way. So this first one is obviously a picture of Srila Prabhupada. What is he doing? Kirtan, exactly. So let's not sit back when Kirtan is going on. Let's enthusiastically take part in Kirtan. You can see Kirtan Prabhupada has a smile on his face. And it is very, very good, even physically, for our bodies, the exercise we get from Kirtan. Join in the Kirtan. Almost all of us join in the Kirtan. And if your body is to the point where it can, join in vigorously, do vigorously. And it can't, some of us have gotten older, then move also a little bit back and forth, you know, just get in the action of it. Don't sit like plaster yourself against the wall and like, what is happening? That's not the way it happens in the spiritual world anyway. In the spiritual world, it's very energetic. The same Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the chant there, but with great facilities. So do the practice now. Okay. What else? What is this? What should we do? You should chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. We should chant. Srila Prabhupada, the picture of Srila Prabhupada chanting. He has a nice smile on his face. Chant the holy name of the Lord, Japa. Very important. So if there's someone that has not started chanting, then this Kartik, make it one of your vows to chant, to start chanting. And when you chant, it's part of the things that we have to do in devotional service. Therefore, there's devotional credits for doing it. And since we are in Kartik, we will have multiple credits for chanting, starting this Kartik. Now, there's some things we have to do, and there's some things we also have to avoid. And this one, putting the blanks. What do you think? Avoid what? Sense gratification. Wonderful. Sense gratification. Avoid sense gratification. So, what's this person doing? It looks like he's had more than enough to drink, isn't he? Trying to, now he's wearing a suit. You see the top is a jacket. If you look closely, you see he's wearing a jacket. Somebody that has a nice job, something, but so much stress, and they are burying their stress in alcohol. You don't want to do that. Relieve your stress by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Next thing to avoid, what's that? Smoking. Now, I know a cigarette doesn't look like that on the end, but there's a reason why it's there. So people who smoke, what happens? When they're around their children, it's called a passive smoking. They can be breathing what the smoker breathes out, and they'll also be affected. And then in the end, as you can see, this person is about to fall off. And the little tinge of color you can see in the chest area, problems from cigarettes. Stay away from cigarettes. What does that remind you of? Gambling. When people have so much money, or they're just so addicted to it, they say, oh, let me just, I'm going to win something, so let me just go gamble. Gambling casinos are set up in such a way that the gambler, in the end, those who come, they lose more than they gain. That's true for every business. If you think a business is going to stay in business, it's going to be there when they keep losing and losing and losing and losing, they're going to shut down. So if they are still there, it means the money that people are bringing in, the gamblers, more of it stays at the gambling casino than goes out. That's why they're still in business. They make a profit. Oh, and that involves the state lotteries too. Not just the ones at Vegas. No, the state lotteries too. So stay away from gambling. Shishin Nitai Gorachandra Ki. A few more. Anybody knows quickly what this is? Some of you may not. But if you, I will just give you a hint. Yeah, this involves, this is sex. Stay away from that. This person is representing a prostitute, basically. They involve themselves, but basically stay away from that, from illicit sex. Now, what's the one on the extreme left? On the extreme left. Chicken. If you don't know what chicken looks like, you're pretty good then. You don't need to deal with it. That's chicken. And the middle one? Fish. And the one on the right? Eggs. Stay away from it. It's from the eggs that the chicken comes. So we don't allow the eggs. That. Stay away from it. Then, what about the one on the left? If you can't find out, that's very good for you. What's the one in the middle? Like the loaf like that? Meat. Meat. Stay away from it. You see, the middle part of it is actually the blood of the animal. Stay away from it. And the one on the left, the bright colored one, Seafood. Seafood also. Now, got a couple more. One on the left. What's this? Onions. Onions. Even though we're vegetarian, we stay away from onions also. So, stay away from onions. It increases our mode of passion and makes us get involved more in illicit activities, illicit sex. That's why we stay away from that. The one on the left, I don't have to tell you because it's already labeled, right? The right one is already labeled. Coffee. And then finally, so we have to be very, very much surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in order to have our endeavors wind up with mercy from the Lord, the things that we should do are listed things. These are some of the things that we should and some of the things that we should stay away from. Srila Prabhupada ki. Are there any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, very sweet class. Thank you.
Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy.
So, Prabhu, it was very nice to know what are the symptoms or characteristics of a person who is surrendered to the Lord. So, how should one determine whether something happening in his life or her life is Lord's mercy or the result of his or her karma?
When a person is surrendered in terms of doing all the things that are required in devotional service and stay away from all those things that are not, that we're supposed to stay away from in devotional service, then it's a question of putting one's trust in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It starts mentally. Put the trust in the Lord that whatever happens, the Lord will watch out for me. One way or the other, it's for my own good. And yes, sometimes you see bad things happen to good people. The world is full of that. It's happiness and distress. And being a devotee does not cut off the distress. But it changes it to situations that may be physically distressful, but there are lessons to be learned from it. So if you look at it that way, anything that happened that's challenging, you say, what lessons are there to learn from it? You start thinking and asking that way. You will, in fact, sooner or later, have the answer to that, to the lessons. Simple things that happen that are wonderful, well, you don't worry about that. We're thankful to the Lord for that happens. But usually, the difficulties are the ones that we have to be careful of. And it makes us begin to question things. When a devotee, when a person comes into devotional service, now their spiritual credits or the spiritual account is with the Paramatma. So we don't go through karma then. But still, you know, challenges come. When the challenges come, it means there are lessons to be learned. And sometimes, to say one more thing, sometimes the challenge comes. And you don't seem to even know what the lessons are to learn from. But later on, you come across someone that has the same challenge. And since you've been through it before, you have that experience, and therefore you can advise that person also. So sometimes challenges can be used to help others. That also happens. Very good question. Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a very sweet class. I think it was very, very sweet, especially the six symptoms of surrender. When you were concluding your class, you mentioned the prayer, you know, whatever is not in favor of me. Before I start, can I ask the Matajis to come? Because there's a huge space in front. When we go back, everybody gets squished over there. Please come closer. It gets so tight that there's so much space, even on the men's side. I don't know why we are there, but please come. Look, there's so much space right here. Everybody gets squished and trying to find ways to go through the small alley. Please come forward.
That way when Guru
More
Puja,
can come. Exactly.
When Guru Puja time comes, you already have a nice space to stand. You know.
Yeah, it looks so much better now. Thank you.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
So my question was, when you're mentioning in your towards the end about sabotage, right? And you were saying that we pray to the Lord, what is not in favor for me sabotaging? That is risky. If we think, and you know, they're like, oh my God, what if the Lord takes away my fancy this? What if the Lord takes away my house? What if the Lord takes away my job? What if the Lord takes away something? So how can we build up that faith and confidence to put ourselves in that situation that if the Lord takes away, we're not going to say, OMG.
In the last line for Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66, the last line. Anybody remember what it says? Sarvadharma Parityaja. What's the last line? Aham Sarvapapi Moksha Ishyami. Ma Suchaha. What does Ma Suchaha mean? Don't worry. You are nowhere and I am nowhere near as intelligent as Krishna is. He's a source of intelligence. If he's protecting you, things may happen in a way that may be disturbing physically to us. But don't worry, because Krishna always has a plan. He always has a plan. And we are insignificant, and for him to actually guide us is nothing to him. It's nothing. We just worry too much. I did this and then, and what if? What if I chant the holy name of the Lord and the Lord protects me? What about that? So, Master Chaha, don't worry. Do what you're supposed to do in Krishna consciousness. Surrender to the Lord and then you just stop worrying. And watch the Lord do things daily in our lives to turn things around one after another. We'll see that and our faith will just go exponentially, skyrocket. We just have to have the faith. We have to do the right things in serving the Lord. If we're not, then of course there's reason to say, well, bells should go on our head. Danger of being not under the Lord's protection so much. But just keep doing the right thing. Chant the holy name of the Lord, hear lectures, serve from your heart, and then stop worrying. Because the Lord will take charge of our lives. He really does. Hare Krishna. Thank you for the question. Any other question? All right. Thank you very much. And as I said, Kartik season is there, so you can chant some more if you like to. More rounds. And do other things too. Especially chanting more rounds. Wonderful. If you haven't done it at all, start chanting. You should be. That should be one of your breaths. Because it will definitely affect your life in a wonderful, positive way. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Vaishnava Thakur ki.
Jai.
Nitai Gaura Premanande.
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So before we end the class, there is a special presentation by the Krishna class, which is the older kids. We request devotees for 5 more minutes of your time with quiet and silence. And we want, I think it's Saira? Who is it? Bhavyan Puru. Okay. So Bhavyan Puru are going to be presenting something that they have learned from their class to actually show the community what they have learned. And also a way for the devotees to see that when your kids come to them, hey, this is what they're going to learn. Because as they get older, they're going to get challenged. So it's a very nice challenge. So I invite both the young ladies to please come up. Thank you. Thank you, my girls. You come over here.